when I went to college, I graduated from Princeton. I was a philosophy major, which turns into something else when you consider I'm a technology person. And I wanted to originally be a lawyer. So I went to that, and then I went to law school at Pitt, decided if I found the right position here, I'd take it, and I did. And that grew into being managing partner of Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney for a number of years. But while I was conducting my corporate finance practice, I got very interested in two different things. I got involved in large public companies where I served on the board, but I also got involved in the technology community. So along with some other people fairly early on, just a few of us founded the Pittsburgh Technology Council, saying not that it was a total solution, but it was one of the solutions to the crumbling steel company network around here. And then as that grew, then we also felt that there was a need in the area to create a venture capital market. There was no homegrown venture capital at that point. So we saw these young companies that needed that level of capital. We actually formed two smaller venture capital funds for the area. And that began to recognize the Pittsburgh area as a place where you wanted to invest money, and maybe the technology companies had an opportunity.
Why you?
Well, I think the few of us who did start all of that had the desire and the interest to help Pittsburgh economically, Western Pennsylvania, but we were also fascinated by the great minds and the kinds of people that do turn out to be your exciting entrepreneurs. So it was hard work, but it was also fun. So I wanted to keep with it and continue to do so until this day.
Do you remember who you got into first?
Well, it was a wide variety of companies. And the challenge at that point, and we knew it, is that you didn't have second-time entrepreneurs. The universities were not as accepting and used to licensing their technology out. But as it really developed, it's sort of doing them and learning them over a long period of time and making sure you're working with really good people who know more than you do.
How do you work with these companies? You don't just put a few dollars in and walk away.
No, our strategy is that we find either the person or the technology in the university that is dramatic, work with them while they get a license for that technology, and sometimes the scientist also joins us, sometimes he doesn't, but then I just, with others, work along with these companies to take them through all the stages of trying to make them commercially successful. It's a lot of work.
When I talk to other individuals sort of in this space, they say that you don't just work with your own companies, though. Is that true?
Yes. So I'm happy to be still part of the community and work with other people and try to, because it is a community effort. I think they need to continue with the message for younger people to be willing to take the risk with their life around here and become an entrepreneur, be willing to fail. And I think we can need to continue to encourage more early-stage risk capital.
What's in your future? What's coming up?
More exciting companies. I still see, on a selective basis, new university technology that I think has the potential to be commercialized. And that's the trick. It can be great technology. Have to commercialize it. So as far as I'm personally concerned, I have no intention of stopping on that.
Some people call you the godfather of technology startups here. Some people call you the father of that. Are you comfortable with either of those terms?
Well, I'm not sure I'd label myself that way. I have to leave that to others.